Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, Bully Ray and I talk to your NWA World Heavyweight Champion, Matt Cardona. That's right, just hours after his title defense over Nick Aldis. A little shady, by the way, and we'll get into it, but we talk to your NWA World Heavyweight Champion after an amazing Crockett Cup weekend. And also, coming off this weekend, SmackDown, we get into a storyline now that I'm invested in going into WrestleMania 38, and that is with Charlotte Flair and Ronda Rousey right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Matt Cardona, let's bring the champ in. And Matt, welcome once again to Busted Open.
Easy. Thank you very much.
Easy.
The champ is still here.
Easy.
Champ, how was your breakfast this morning at the hotel?
Oh, bro, Bully, there's nothing better than a free lobby breakfast when the food's actually good. You know what I'm saying? Like, they had hard-boiled eggs. They had oatmeal, so I was able to eat healthy, none of that powdered egg shit. I mean, they had that, but I wasn't forced to eat that. I can't put that into my body.
Never.
No, I can't do that.
You're the NWA World Heavyweight Champion. You must have real food at all times.
That's right. I did that. A quick bicep pump. I'll do this. Do tricep pump and then record Major Wrestling for a podcast and then go to work.
Dave, just so you know, a bicep pump and a tricep pump is when you work out your arms. Just
okay, I appreciate that, Bully, because I was a little confused. Thank you very much. Now, Matt, you know I respect you. You know
I got to end this championship. I'm too damn heavy on my shoulder. I'm a little uncomfortable. Let me just put it down.
Put it down
my lap. Okay, sorry.
I was going to say, you know I respect you, and we'll get into what you've been able to do for the NWA, because judging from our phones this morning and social media this morning, you are doing your job, and you're doing it well by bringing attention to the NWA. So congratulations.
Oh, well,
for that.
You're welcome, I guess.
Okay, but I got to be honest with you. I had a little trouble sleeping last night. I was a little bothered by the fact that...
Melatonin, bro.
Well, maybe, but you know, you retaining that NWA World Heavyweight Championship last night, I really thought, and I got to be honest with you, Matt, we should be talking to Nick Aldis this morning, because I really do think that Nick Aldis should be your NWA World Heavyweight Champion.
Listen, that coward Nick Aldis, he was in position for the reboot. He backdropped me out. Then there was all these run-ins, apparently. I didn't see any of it. So whatever happened in that ring, I'm not sure. All I know is my hand was raised. I had the 10 pounds of gold and not Nick. And listen, let's be honest. If Nick beat Trevor or Nick beat insert NWA guy, you wouldn't be talking about it. There'd be like 5 tweets about it. Nobody would care. You wouldn't be bugging Billy Corgan and that little stooge Kyle Davis. Be like, we need to talk to the NWA World Heavyweight Champion, because nobody would care. You only care because I'm the champion.
Well, I mean, first of all, Kyle Davis doesn't sound like that. Second of all, speaking of your hand, I saw your hand tapping to Nick Aldis last night. Now, it wasn't seen by Jeff Jarrett.
I had the people into it. Come on. No, I was not submitting. Of course not. No.
He was trying to get the people to help him. Dave, you bang on the mat. You need, sometimes you just need the people behind you. You're banging on the mat. You need them to stomp their feet. You need them to clap so you can feel the power of Hulkamania running through your veins, brother.
Absolutely. Bully knows.
All right. Speaking of the fans, I do have to give you credit, and I did give you some credit during the show this morning. I would say it was almost split that crowd there last night was behind you as NWA World Heavyweight Champion. Did that surprise you at all that you had so much support like you did last night?
It actually did. Like when I walked through the curtain and there weren't a course of booze, I was pleasantly surprised. But you got to realize these people know the deal about Nick. He isn't some white meat baby face. He is so selfish. Everybody knows what he's done, what he's going to do. He's using the people's sympathy to get him back to this title reign. And he's going to drop him like a bad habit. And the people know that. They're too smart. It's 2022. The people know. Even those Mark fans in Kentucky. We're in Kentucky right now. We're in Tennessee. I don't even know where we are.
Wow.
Who cares?
Wow.
Who cares? Same thing. Kentucky, Tennessee, same thing. But even they know in 2022 that Nick Aldis is a phony baloney BSer.
It sounds very similar to what MJF has been saying about CM Punk, how you're calling out Aldis, and you're basically saying he's full of crap, and he's all about him, and he's very, very selfish. You see this firsthand, don't you? Like, it's crystal clear to you.
I mean, there's no surprise that Nick Aldis, and he's, if you watch the 10 Pounds of Gold on YouTube, he's featured all over it. His supplement line starts the videos. I'm pretty sure he edits the damn thing, right? This is like, he is a corporate stooge. He is in Billy's back pocket, and I have to protect this title. That's why I have Mike Knox. That's why I have VSK. That's why I have Chelsea Green. I will do anything to protect this title because they're clearly coming after me. Why don't we do a show in a real wrestling city, New York City? Why don't we do a show there in my backyard? We had to wrestle in Nashville, Nick's quote-unquote backyard. The guy lives in England, but now Nashville's his home. How many hometowns this guy got?
Well, has your relationship with Billy Corgan changed at all?
I think it's actually changed for the better in the sense that I think he knows this is working. He knows that I'm really saving this place. He might not like me. He might not agree with my tactics or the way I do business, but he knows that business is booming. I'm sitting here talking to you about this. If Nick Aldis wrestled insert wrestler, we wouldn't be having this interview. You'd be talking about something else. You'd be talking about Raw tonight. But because I'm involved and there's controversy and there's buzz, the buzz and the attention goes to NWA. So Billy's a smart businessman. He knows all about the business. He was in the music business. He'll tell you, it's not about how good you play instruments. It's not how good you can sing. Can you create that buzz and that attention? And I can.
Well, do you think you did it this weekend? A lot of people talking about the Crockett Cup. And I got to be honest, I think a lot more people were talking about this championship match than the actual Crockett Cup tag team tournament over the last 2 days. Like, do you feel like you've achieved your goal of getting more eyes on the NWA product?
I haven't achieved my goal at all, but I'm getting there. You know, my goal is for the NWA to be back at the top where it once was. It's not there yet, but that's fine. I have no problem putting in the hard work. I have no problem at all. I mean, I'm not saying, I'd be naive to say that I'm the hardest worker in pro wrestling, but I will say nobody works harder than me. I'll say that. I had 2 days of Impact, flew right to NWA, defended the title successfully, woke up this morning, got breakfast, did arms, did this. Now I'm going to do triceps. Then I'm going to do major wrestling for the podcast. Then I'm going to go to the tapings. I don't stop because it's all about buzz, money, and gold for me. That's it. And no one's going to do the work for me. I'll do it. I have no problem doing the work. I have no problem doing the work, and I will elevate NWA with it.
Respect in the back. Now that you're the champion, you have been the champion. How do the boys look at you right now? Is anybody warming up to you? Is anybody trying to ride your coattails?
Not yet, but you know what's coming. Today I was getting breakfast. Some young boy came up. It's a great match last night. It's like, what time are you in the building? I can drive you there. So like, you can tell that the guys who you know, they're trying to be in my clique. It ain't happening. I got my clique. It's Mike Knox, VSK, Chelsea. That's it. I don't need anybody else. Bandwagon's full. Catch another, bro.
Nice.
All right. So, Matt, let me ask you, from what we saw last night, and I think you would have to admit a bit of a controversial ending to that match last night. Like, what's next? I know your arm was raised in victory. You won.
But that's all that matters.
But is Nick Aldis going to get another match between you, or does he now have to wait?
Obviously, I'm sure he's going to somehow. I'm sure he's going to weasel his way into it. But it doesn't really matter to me who the champion is, because who the challenger is. Because I'm the champion, and I'll take on all comers. I will be a fighting champion. I mean, since I've been the champion, I brought this title to places it's never been. I brought it out of the country. I brought it to Disney World in Paris. I brought it to GCW. I brought it anywhere and everywhere I can. A guy like Trevor Murdoch, you know, it was a great, you know, it was a nice emotional story that he won the title for Harley. And then what? He didn't do anything. He sat in his farm with it. Nobody saw it. You know, I'm taking this everywhere. I'm bringing it to WrestleCon. I'm bringing it to the Major Wrestler podcast. I'm bringing it all over the world. So if Billy Corgan's smart, he'll try to bring somebody up to my level and put him in the ring with me. Because Nick Aldis, been there, done that. And nobody bought his t-shirt, by the way, either. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're done with Nick. How many chances is guy going to get?
You know, Nick is the kind of guy who really takes all this shit talking to heart. Doesn't bother you, does it?
No, listen, I don't care if Nick likes me. I don't care if Nick thinks I'm a piece of shit. I don't care, because last night my arm was raised. I don't care how I won. I don't care if you think it was some sort of kabuki finish. At the end of the day, I have this title right here, not Nick. Oh. Nick doesn't have it. I don't even know what Nick's doing today. I woke up, had a great breakfast, great workout, and I have the title. Not
how
Nick.
Much? Matt, how much do you think it bothers Nick Aldis to not be the NWA World Heavyweight Champion this morning?
Oh my God, I don't think there's anything worse for him, because he, and I will give him credit, he brought the NWA to new heights. You know, when he had that thing with Cody at All In, all eyes were on the NWA. When NWA Power came out and he was the face of the company, it was great. And he did get the NWA to a certain level, but it's time to get it higher and higher and higher. And Trevor Murdoch, no offense to Trevor, he wasn't doing anything. So I have the ball now, and I'm not going to drop it.
All right. What's your message to fans like me, you know, pro wrestling purists that grew up on the NWA, that love the NWA, feel like a certain type of wrestler needs to hold that NWA World Heavyweight Championship?
I wore a robe for you last night. I got that custom robe for you last night. That listen, full disclosure, I lost money last night buying that robe. Wow. But I will invest in myself. You got to, yeah, spend money to make money. And I'm investing in the brand of NWA to get these old timers like you. Listen, I'm not trying to win you over. I don't care. I don't care if you like me. I don't care if you respect me. All I care is if you buy a ticket. You want to see me get beat up?
I do. I do. I so wish I was talking. I was talking to Nick Aldis this morning, but I'm a professional and I have a show to do. But do you understand the prestige of that championship you're holding?
Of course that,
there's
I do.
A there's a lot of do you? There's a lot of history in that championship title. Do you understand the prestige, the history behind that 10 pounds of gold?
Hold on, Matt. Hold on. Dave, why are you treating him like this?
I'm not treating him.
Cardona,
I'm not belittling him. Look at what happened, what took place that last night.
It's almost like you're patronizing him. Like, do you realize the prestige of that?
I'm asking him if he does. I think that's a legitimate question.
Of course he does. Stop talking down to him. It's disrespectful.
Listen, I didn't change the plate. I didn't put a purple strap. I didn't toss it in the trash.
By the way,
Medusa, someone who has tossed it out of the trash, works for NWA. She has no respect. Right, I was just in the ECW arena. I didn't throw it down like Shane Douglas. I didn't do that. I could have. It was in my bag, but I didn't do that because I cherish this title. I know what it represents. I respect the history. I respect the tradition, the legacy, but I care about its future. We can't just be living in the past. We got to think to the future, and I am the future of NWA.
So when you do make appearances now, and listen, you have done – the success is unprecedented – that you've been able to achieve over the last
year. My bag
year.
Is ripped because I have so many titles in there.
That's what I mean. Like,
it's so heavy, it just drags on the floor.
And listen, and Bully's right in a lot of ways. Believe me, I don't mean to disrespect you. That's why I started off the interview saying I do have a lot of respect for you. And it is a lot. It does mean a lot that there's somebody that's holding these 10 pounds of gold that understands what a fan wants to see in 2022. And your phone and Twitter and social media and Instagram and TikToky and all that other type of stuff means a lot, right? In 2022.
Sure. Listen, I didn't make the rules.
I know that.
You know, I'm just taking advantage of the tools. All this stuff is free. Anybody can be doing this. Anybody can be using social media. I didn't invent it. No, of course not. But I know how to use it. Whether you love me or hate me, everybody knows what I'm doing. You know what I'm doing. You know I'm the NWA World Heavyweight Champion. Whether you saw a match or not, you know Matt Cardona is the NWA World Heavyweight Champion. Before, who's the NWA World Heavyweight Champion? NWA is still around? You know, nobody would even know.
So I agree with you. You're taking steps forward with the NWA. You're bringing more eyes to the product, a lot more buzz. If by chance you were to lose this title to a Nick Aldis or even a Trevor Murdoch, is the NWA as a whole taking a huge step back if one of those men are holding the championship title?
I mean, in my opinion, yes. In my opinion, yes, because listen, not just the social media following. I mean, my dog has more followers than Trevor Murdoch. You know, I'm not even mentioning that. You know, forget like the social media following. I am actually making towns. I am actually traveling every weekend with this title, bringing it out on shows, whether I'm defending or not. I'm walking out with it from like bumblefuck shows in West Virginia to GCW. I'm bringing it everywhere. Do these other guys even work? Do they even take other bookings? I don't know. You got to get out there. You got to represent the company.
You know, you just said, like, forget about social media. I actually think that's the biggest part of this that you bring to the table, other than your performance in the ring. Those other guys don't have nearly the buzz that a Cardona does. So Cardona splits. I don't think it bodes well for the NWA. If I'm Billy Corgan, I'm doing everything that I possibly can to keep this guy around. I'm going to you know who Cardona reminds me? When it comes to Cardona and Billy Corgan right now, it reminds me of the relationship between Shawn Michaels and Vince McMahon back in the day. Shawn was a dick, but Vince had to put up with him because he drew money for the company. And you know what? Cardona, pretty close to Shawn Michaels right now.
Wow.
So if I'm Billy Corgan, I'm putting up with him and I'm seeing what he wants. And then if somebody were to beat Cardona, then Billy would, you know, be in the power position. But right now, Cardona has all the chips. He really does. Billy, as a professional, that's the way I see it.
Billy, I think I should do Playgirl magazine and reenact that photo shoot like Sean did with the Winged Eagle.
I'd buy a copy.
I should do it. More buzz.
That definitely would be buzz. Let's go back.
Do you think LaGreca should do it?
Absolutely not. You see that, Zeke?
Dude, what are you talking about, man? I've been eating right. I've been going to the gym.
Oh, yeah. There's a thing called tanning beds. Oh, my God.
And steroids.
Something. Jesus.
First of all, not doing the tanning bed thing, not doing the steroid thing. I live in Vernon, New Jersey. I live up in the mountains. It's still cold here. I mean, spring just sprung yesterday. Got to give it a little more time, Matt. And I'm not like you. I'm not out in Florida getting a tan. You got to give me a little bit more time, and I will get there. I definitely will get there.
I would love to see it.
I'm sure you would. Let's go back to the match last night. What did you think of the match as a whole? And what did you think of Jeff Jarrett as your special guest referee?
Jeff Jarrett is shoving me around, pushing me. I wanted to crack him right in his mouth. First of all, you can't trust Double J. I thought for sure that he was strolling up with a van full of guitars, that he would end up with the 10 pounds of gold somehow, that him and Road Dogg would win the Crockett Cup. Because when Double J is around, it's all about Double J. So I'm actually pleasantly surprised that we didn't see him more involved. And there's no way that's the last of Double J in NWA. There's no way. I think Bully knows Double J better than me. Double J finds a way to stick around and make himself the center of attention.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Double J finds himself being the center of attention. Who did I say all the attention was on last night, Dave?
Well, you mentioned Jeff Jarrett. I don't think it was. You asked about the Heat.
Go
I don't think
figure.
The Heat. You didn't say attention. You said Heat. I don't think the heat was on Jeff Jarrett last night. I really don't.
You like to sit there and tell me, no, 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 Bully, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, you said heat. I don't think the heat was on Jeff Jarrett.
You said you're okay, Spider.
Okay.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overage. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Matt, you talk about the respect and the prestige of the NWA Championship. You spent some time with David Crockett. Obviously, the Crockett family, such a big part of the history.
I got him a front row seat. I got him a front row seat. I did.
So what was that? What was that like for you?
It was great. And afterwards, he pulled me aside and said, I did a great job. He might not admit it publicly, but he knows that I'm going to help this company and help, build on the legacy. You can't just like live in the past. You can't just watch old VHS tapes. Can't read old magazines. You gotta change with the times. You gotta evolve. And I'm the perfect person for that. And anybody who loves NWA, Dave, you claim to love it. Why wouldn't you want it to continue to grow? Why wouldn't you want it to succeed and raise higher and higher and higher? If you love the 80s and the 70s, go read an old PWI or Black and White or something. Don't you want it? Like making headlines? Don't you want it? Like selling out arenas? If you really do, you want someone like me as the champ, not someone like Nick Aldis.
Well, I understand.
Do you really love NWA? Do you?
I do.
I'm not quite sure you do.
I do. I do. And I think there's a lot of truth to what you're saying. Also, you talk about attention. Chelsea Green last night, even in the loss, phenomenal match. And, of course, she made her presence known in the main event last night. Got to be proud of the performance that she had over the weekend.
Yeah, and so really, she made two appearances on that show, so I'm hoping that's double payday, which with me on the show, that's triple payday, and then I won quadruple payday, so I'm expecting Billy to pad that loaf big. I can't wait for that check.
That's what I'd be doing if I owned the company. I'd be taking care of you. Without a doubt. You're my cash cow right now.
That's right, baby. Moo!
There you go.
Matt.
Dave, let me hear you moo.
Who are you asking to moo? You're asking me to moo?
Yeah, Dave,
I don't need to moo. I'm not the. I'm no one's cash cow. Matt, congratulations on retaining the NWA World Heavyweight Championship. I'm sure by what we saw last night, there is going to be another match between you and Nick Aldis. And you know what? As a longtime NWA fan that saw the NWAs at the highest of highs and the lowest of lows, I'll be the first one to congratulate you on creating a buzz for the NWA, putting more eyes on the NWA product. So for that, as a fan, thank you.
Well, Dave, why don't you just put your money where your mouth is and buy a goddamn ticket? You weren't there, Dave. You probably watched a free fight stream.
He did.
If you really love NWA, you really want to see me get my ass kicked, why don't you show up? Why don't you come and sit front row? Why don't you really put your money where your mouth is instead of, like, you know, asking somebody to fight for a free stream code? Yep.
All right, Matt, since you called me out, you name the day. You name the date. You name the match. I will purchase with my own money a front row ticket.
I'm sure they'll bust it open and reimburse you. Relax, Dave. Yeah, okay, you're not going into your wallet. We all know
Believe me. You don't know how much I go into my wallet. But I will say, give me the day. Give me the date. And I give you my promise right here. I will buy a ticket front row for whatever day you tell me to be there. I will be there.
Well, we're just waiting on Billy Corgan to make that match, set that date, set that location. And I want to see you front row so I can give you a middle finger right in the face, Dave.
You know what, Matt? Because Bully's right. Maybe I was a little bit hard. Maybe I was a little disrespectful. I'll make another promise right here on the air. When I make that appearance at whatever event that you put out there for me to go to, I will pay with my own money. I will buy the ticket. I will buy the plane ticket to fly out there, hotel room. It's a big expense, Matt. It's
cheap, all right? Yeah, I bet.
Because like you just said, they're not coming to Jersey or New York. So I'm gonna have to fly out there. But I make another promise to you. When I'm sitting in the front row for that event, I will be wearing a Matt Cardona t-shirt while I'm sitting in the front
row. Wow. Well, thank you very much. That's all plugprowrestlingtees.com/Matt Cardona. Thank you very much, Dave.
You got it,
Matt. Get the stock material, too. Spend the extra $2.
I do want to ask one final question when it comes to this rematch, Matt. How many asses can you put on in seats with this one? Where would you like the match to happen, realistically? Like, is this a Mid-Hudson Civic Center? Is this 3,000 seats? Like, talk to me.
I mean, something like that would be ideal for me. You know, it's all about, you know, the story. And the story's already built in. People like you, Dave, you don't like NWA. You don't like me as the NWA champion. You love the old NWA. You don't like the NWA that I'm creating. So I need people like you to put your money where your mouth is and come buy a ticket. You want to see me lose? Then come buy that ticket. All you people talking on the internet, all you people, you know, tweeting, you know, that I'm destroying the legacy and I have no respect. Why don't you pay money? Come see me get my ass kicked. If you're so confident that someone like Nick Aldis or Trevor Murdoch or Pope or whoever can beat me up, why don't you pay and sit your ass in that seat and watch me prove you wrong?
I said I'm coming. You know what? I'm coming.
And well,
I'm
not just you, Dave. I need all your little friends too.
I'm bringing the nation with me.
Bring them.
When I say I'm going to be there, I'm not just bringing myself. I'm bringing the nation with me. So I'm hoping that not just me, but people who are listening to this interview right now, along with me. I just said, give me the date. You give me the date. I'll promote it that I'm going to be there, and I'm going to ask the nation to come along with me.
Good. And I hope Billy, you know, does something. Maybe he'll, you know, he'll confide in me and we'll talk. And maybe I can come up with something for the match. Because I did say, listen, I said I want a special guest referee. I wouldn't have picked Double J. He wouldn't have been my first pick or my 100th pick. And look what happened. Now there's more controversy. There's collusion. Now there's people like you, Dave, saying that I didn't really win the match.
But to be honest, you did it.
I have the title. I retained.
Matt, congratulations. For what it's worth, coming from me, congratulations on retaining that NWA World Heavyweight Championship, as I promised, and I always keep my promises. You throw out that date, I'll be there. I'll bring the nation with me. We'll pay. No freebies, no comps. I'm buying tickets. I'm going to buy a ringside seat, and I'm going to wear a Matt Cardona t-shirt.
I love that. Well, I'll see you there. I'll hold you to that.
All right.
Hey, Cardona, if you're not doing anything on Saturday night, come on down to the ECW Arena. I'll leave you a ticket. You can watch me kill Onita.
Oh, I would love to see that. I'll be watching it on social media. I will be in Cleveland for AIW because I actually make towns. It's like this crazy thing. The NWA World Heavyweight Champion actually like goes places and works. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's unbelievable. Jesus.
Well, for those who missed it, out of your house, lace up your boots.
Oh my God.
Put on some baby oil, put your gear on, you get in a ring and you actually wrestle.
It's like, it sounds like, you know, I'm like this alien from outer space. I'm just a wrestler. All you traditionalists, Dave, this is what guys used to do. They actually used to put on their boots and make towns, not just win this title and sit home. I don't want to sit home. I love my home. I love my pool. I love my pets. I don't want to sit home. I want to be everywhere. I want to bring this
title. What about when your wife is in a bikini by the pool? Do you love that too?
I mean, I love that. That's the best. I love when my bikini comes off in the bedroom. That I love too.
Well, speaking of your wife, she's going to be joining us in hour three. We have a roundtable discussion with her, Deonna Purrazzo, and Dr. Britt Baker celebrating International Women's Month. So I hope you tune in to hour three of that show. But for hour two, appreciate you, Matt. Thanks for taking the time. Right, just hours after retaining that NWA championship, I know you have a very busy day. Pumps of.
I gotta go. I'm like mid arm workout. I gotta go do triceps. Get a little core in, then I get to record a Major Wrestler podcast, and then go to NWA. Listen, it's a busy schedule, but I love it. I don't stop. I don't want to stop. I'll stop when I'm dead.
Exactly. Amen.
All right. Yeah. All right, so maybe there needs to be a Texas death match between you and Nick Aldis saying that. Matt, thanks again for the time.
I am a death match king, Dave.
I know that. I've seen it. Right. I've seen it. That's Nick Aldis, that would be out. That would be outside Nick Aldis' comfort zone. So maybe because you're the champion, maybe you should be picking the stipulation for the next. Listen, I agree with you. You know, listen, the odds were against you. They picked Jeff Jarrett as the special guest referee. The odds were against you, and you still retain the NWA championship. So maybe for the next match between you two, you need to pick the stipulation, and maybe it's a Texas death match. Just saying.
They finally, something smart has come out of your mouth. After all these years. After however long you've been on this earth, finally something smart has come out of your mouth.
50 years. I've been able to survive 50 years, and the only time I said an intelligent thing was just now.
That's right. I'm proud of you, Dave.
Matt, thank you for the time, buddy. Appreciate it.
See you guys later.
Good luck, brother.
Matt Cardona, your NWA World Heavyweight Champion.
Inside the Green Room with three-time NBA champ Danny Green.
Joel's playing the playoffs. James playing the playoffs. Knowing that they're making an emphasis here not to call as many fouls in the playoffs, they're going to change it even more. So they're going to let guys play even more. And the key is to, when it doesn't happen, get the back on defense. But you got to get back. So we don't get the foul call. We don't make a shot. We can't let our offense dictate our defense. And that's the biggest thing, biggest change we need to grow in and mature on.
Don't miss an episode of Inside the Green Room with Danny Green every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcast.
There is no love right now between Charlotte Flair and Ronda Rousey. Things got a little physical between the two of them in more ways than one on Friday night. So, Bully, let me ask you, after watching what we saw on Friday, are you more amped for their matchup at WrestleMania?
I had this conversation with Ryan on Saturday, and I just want to take a quick little moment to thank everybody in the Busted Open Nation who has been tuning in on Saturdays. Really appreciate you. Been having a lot of fun. Me and Ryan had a great show. We got some great feedback on it on social media. So much appreciation to the Busted Open Nation tuning in on a Saturday, a super sexy swinging Saturday. Dave, we talked about Charlotte and Ronda. I am very much into this story. I believe over the past 2 weeks, Ronda has picked up her game, and she's definitely picked it up physically. On the stick, I'm still not hearing what I want to hear, but I keep going back to the same thing. I think motherhood chilled Ronda Rousey out a little bit. I think that's a very rational thing to say, because people change after they have children. Hell, after you had your daughter, even as a man, you must have changed having a baby girl, like certain aspects of your personality. Yes. I see a more chilled out Ronda verbally, physically. I like what they're doing. I'm seeing two badass women fight. That's what I want to see. One of the things that I talked about on Saturday was I feel bad for Charlotte Flair. And these are things that me and you have talked about in the past. Dave, Charlotte, top of the food chain, women's division, yes or no?
No doubt about it.
And when you originally said that Charlotte was head and shoulders above the rest,
yes,
about a year ago, I went,
Excellent. About 2 years ago.
Let's not forget Sasha. Let's not forget Bayley. Let's not forget Asuka. I don't think Sasha, Bayley, and Asuka are near Charlotte anymore. I think Charlotte has taken even a next step. So why do I feel bad for her? Because she's got nobody. She has nobody to work up to. She has nobody better than her. She has nobody that she can learn from. She has nobody to help tighten her screws in the ring. Everybody in the back can watch a match. She can go talk to the producers or Vince after a match and get some feedback. But in the ring, she doesn't have anybody. But in Ronda Rousey, she has a name. She has another woman who can fight and bring it out of her. She has a woman that can pop her one good shot in the mouth and wake Charlotte up. The physicality that I'm seeing is getting the job done. I love the powerbomb on Ronda Rousey through the announce table, not because it was a powerbomb on the announce table. We've seen it so many times. It was the way Ronda's body was bent over the announce table. It almost looked like Charlotte broke her back. That visual of Ronda laying there like contorted really stuck with me. I want to see more of this.
Yeah, and it felt to me, Bully, like a wake-up call, because the only thing I would disagree with you on from what you just said, because I agree with most of it, is the fact that the last couple weeks, to me, I haven't been able to get into this story at all until Friday. Friday was like the wake-up call for me because of the violence. Because I agree with you. It's almost like Charlotte's been like saying, come on, please, give me something here. And Ronda hasn't been given anything. You're right about the name. You're right about the presence. But on the microphone, she just has seemed stale since she's come back. She really hasn't given any ammunition at all to Charlotte Flair. And for me as a fan, I wasn't into it. I wasn't excited at all about their match because my mindset hasn't changed in the fact that the true story was with Ronda and Becky, not with Charlotte. But last Friday, and that was a wake-up call, like things getting physical, that power bomb through the announce table. And you're right, it's not so much about the power bomb and it going through. It was like, that was a wake-up call. Now I'm expecting, Bully, to Ronda to be on her game. Because you always say it, Bully, in a match, when you're in the ring with somebody and you see that they're out of it, their mindset is not in it, for their sake and for your sake, for safety's sake, hey, you got to wake up here. We got a match to do. It's almost like a slap in the face. Let's get physical here because we really need to wake up. I thought Friday night was Ronda's wake-up call.
You talk about the smack in the face. I cannot tell you how many nights I had to smack Tommy in the face for that exact reason. I'm not busting Tommy's chops right now. Sometimes laid-back personalities need to be woken up. Ronda might be, does Ronda really have that eye of the tiger anymore? I would say no. And especially after, I think two things have happened to Ronda. Wrestling fans got under Ronda's skin, and this whole wrestling business, wasn't what it was cracked up to be when it comes from fans on social media, and now motherhood. So it's not like that piss and vinegar, that eye of the tiger that she has. So if Charlotte needs to go in there and pop her a shot across the face to remind her that you're Ronda Rousey, you're a badass, let's fight. Same thing with Tommy. Tommy go to that ring sometimes and he'd just be like, and I'd put Tommy in a corner and I'd crack him right across his mouth. And Tommy would light up like the 4th of July. And then he'd be punching me in the face. I'd be laughing. And then we got the best out of Tommy. You're laughing right now, but that's what you got to do sometimes. So sometimes you get in a ring and you're with your opponent and your opponent isn't where they need to be. But this is a worked art. Not supposed to really hit you for real, but sometimes you do. I would chop guys in spots on their body that pissed guys off. I would chop guys in the back of the thigh. I would chop guys on the side of their ribs. Just one. Enough to wake you up. Then when we get in the back, we could talk about it. And normally it was, hey, man, you needed one to wake up, and I gave it to you. I think these women are waking each other up.
And it's getting me more excited for what we're going to see at WrestleMania. Hey, we're heading off that exit. This road to WrestleMania is about to end. We're less than 2 weeks away from what we're going to see, Bully, and I'm starting to get excited about it. I'm starting to get, you know, I'm really starting to get passionate, and the goosebumps is what happens this time of year. It is WrestleMania. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.